Sound Booth Theater presents We Could Be Heroes, written by Harmon Cooper, narrated by Justin Thomas James, featuring Annie Ellicott as Ozella and Marie, Jeff Hayes as Dr. Hamza, and Andrea Parsonau as Zoe, Helena, and the rest of the female cast. Prologue. Nosy. You are a badass. You are a badass. Nope. The verbal affirmation didn't help Sam Miko feel any tougher. Not with the damn Centralian fuzz on his ass. Exemplars that seriously should have caught up with him by now. But the crowd at the night market was thick. And besides, Sam didn't do anything. Well, not really. He wasn't technically trying to do anything. It was just a sex doll. Why did the authorities care so much about what had happened with a goddamn sex doll? It was definitely some type of discrimination based on the fact he was half-powered. Definitely, Sam thought as his nostrils flared, no discernible smell returning. He turned to the part of the market that sold cheap furniture from the Northern Alliance, zipping past a family of non-exemplars fawning over a leather ottoman. Exemplar versus non-exemplar? Sam was the latter, meaning he wasn't quite superpowered, but he did have the predisposition for a superpower, his being a keen sense of smell. A stupid power, to be sure, but it had proven handy several times, especially with women. And yes, women smelled great, but Sam could sometimes sense things about their moods or feelings with just his sniffer, an ability that had also gotten him out of a few strange situations, potential bar hookups that could have gone way wrong had Sam not sensed that shit was iffy. If only Sam's nosy power had an actual use. If only his power was strong enough to classify him as an exemplar. Until then, he would remain a second-class denizen, a second-class asshole being chased by Centralian cops who were now... Shit! Sam hissed as he saw one of the peace officers, how the hell did they get that name, rise into the air over the crowd, spot him, and come racing down. Sam dove out of the way of the flying exemplar just in time, taking a woman with him in his mad scramble to get out of the market. Not quite stoked to have some dude knock her over, the innocent...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?